some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight is a favorite show of mine for the week because we're going to have Adrienne Blackwell. She's going to be returning to our show. I think this is her third appearance, maybe fourth appearance for the year. And I am honored that she is going to take an hour out of her evening to share information and healings with you tonight. If you've not had the opportunity to listen to Adrienne speak or understand what she's doing, tonight is a great night for you to be a first-time listener or a first-time caller. I already have Kathy and Catherine that I pre-screened before the show started, so thanks for calling in early, ladies. We'll get to both of you. But if you'd like to call in, we're going to be taking your calls live for the next hour at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. When you call, though, here's the little caveat. You have to press 1 on your keypad. I get dozens and dozens and dozens of people that will call in because they just like to listen from their phone because that's convenient for them at the time, and they don't want to talk, which is totally fine. So you have to press the number 1 on your keypad if you want to talk. Otherwise, I just think that you're calling in to listen to from your phone, which is totally cool. So before I bring Adrienne on, I want to give you a real quick recap of where we've been this week, also where we're going tomorrow on the Friday night dance party. So if you want to go back and recheck out any of the episodes, you're welcome to do so. You can also subscribe to Rated G Radio on Apple's iTunes as a podcast free of charge. You can go download all 8 million episodes from the last 4 years and take me on the road with you over your Christmas holidays and enjoy lots of witty banter. This week we celebrated Monday with Dr. Annie Ulrich. She provided our December energy update. Tuesday, we had Stephen Michael Shearer. He is the best-selling author and biography of Hedy Lamarr. It's, you know, everybody says it's Hedy Lamarr, but she actually pronounced it Hedy Lamarr, and I didn't know that until the show. Fascinating author, fantastic writer, and shared so much information that actually for, you know, a single book, I just have an author on, and we'd have him on for that, you know, half an hour or hour, and then that would be it. We didn't even get to, like, the last two-thirds of the book. So I told Stephen in 2016 we're going to have him back for at least a part two, if not a part three, to talk more about Hedy Lamarr and her exciting life. We ended up doing the same thing when he was on for Patricia Neal. He starts telling all these great old, you know, classic Hollywood stories about what was going on in Patricia Neal's life, the men she was, you know, dating and marrying and all of this stuff. And we ran out of time. So we had him back for a second time for Patricia Neal. Same thing happened with Hedy Lamarr. So I'm really excited to have him back. Fantastic episode if you like Hollywood history or just a, you know, a great storyteller, because that's Stephen. Last night we had Zoe Niklaus, who's also good friends with Adrienne Blackwell. Again, Adrienne's going to be on in just a second. And then tomorrow on the Friday night dance party, it's actually a Friday morning dance party because the Humble Grapes from New York are on at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon east. And you can hear the Humble Grapes and their new song called Brooklyn Bridge on the Friday night dance party Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We had to do it this way because of their touring schedule and appearances, and so that's just what we're going to do. You will have a great time. We'll take listener requests in hour number two. So if you're, you know, maybe at work and you've got me on the headphones or something like that, you know, send me a little message on Facebook or the, you know, the Blog Talk chat room, and we'll go ahead and play those songs. So I am now going to say, without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure and honor to welcome back Ms. Adrienne Blackwell to the show. Adrienne, how are you?
Well, hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, as I was telling you just a moment ago, I actually woke up with kind of like a knot in my throat, which was really interesting. And because I'm a healer, and you know I have recorded healings, I actually – no, I got to tell you the story. Forget this.
Okay, yes.
I had a housekeeper come to the house to clean up, so I decided what I was going to do is like throw away all the stuff I no longer needed at the request of my daughter. So we actually started just like getting ready to like cabinets and everything. And so there was a bottle of colloidal silver, and I was like, oh my God, I've been looking for this. I haven't had this in forever. I sprayed it in my mouth, and it wasn't colloidal silver. I have no idea what it was. But where I sprayed, yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was gross. And I had to like hurry up and spit it out. But I sprayed it under one part of my tongue. And so when I woke up the next day, that's where the knot was.
Oh.
I think my immune system was like, oh, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this. So what I did is I have I recorded healing for lymph system, and I started listening to it. And while I was listening to it, I could actually feel my lymph system start to drain, which is just kind of creepy when you feel it, by the way. And then I wrote to Zoe, and I was like, can I get some help, please? And she actually ended up doing a healing on me. And when she wrote me and said she was starting, I think I looked at it about 10 minutes later, and I had just gotten hungry for the first time all day long. So her healings are amazing, by the way. And that's the Zoe that you had on last night. So if anybody wants to get a healing from her, oh, my God. So, yeah, I feel actually a lot better now.
Yay.
It's still going away. I mean, it's a lot smaller than it was. It's still going away, but that's what really happened.
It's a process. Well, you know, we've had you on a couple of times before, and I will tell you, the feedback that I've received from everybody has been, Adrienne is amazing. And I go, I know, she's kind of cool, isn't she? And what she does is quite remarkable. But for people who have not heard you before, can you kind of give us, you know, we don't necessarily, if you want to, that's great. But now that you've been on a few times, I don't need to say, tell us how you grew up and all of that. But tell us a little bit about your background and what listeners can expect to experience tonight.
A little bit about my background is I started when I was 20 years old as a Reiki student practitioner, and then I became a Reiki master and then a Reiki teacher, and I used to go around teaching Reiki. It wasn't really my thing, so I changed it up and I started studying a little bit of everything, reconnection, regenesis, shamanic healing, medical Qigong, which is really powerful. And then I decided healing wasn't the direction I wanted to go in, so I became a celebrity psychic and started doing psychic readings. And then that didn't feel right anymore. I think I had that as my passion for like 10 years, and I was lucky to experience my passion for that long. And my passion just changed, and it became healing again, and I ended up developing my own healing system, which heals people pretty quickly, actually. I've had people recently, oh my God, so recently this tripped me out. I had two people message me within like 2 days of each other. And one woman told me back in February she had done my webinar, because I do recorded healings. I do healings via webinar. I don't have to be in person with people. And she said, I'd like to know, like, where can I get that healing again? I'd like to listen to it again. And I was like, you know what? That never got recorded. It was my very first one. Never got recorded. But if you need anything, you know, I have everything on my store. And she goes, well, I wanted to listen to it again because it actually healed me. Ever since that webinar, I have not had to take bipolar medication, and I no longer had to take depression medication. And she said, my therapist wants to know what I'm doing. And so I'm letting her listen to your stuff. And I'm like, what? And on top of it, this person has been manifesting thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So I'm tripping
right
out because
on.
I'm like, because I'm like, what are you? How many are you listening to? And she goes, I have 8 that I listen to, and it's my daily ritual, and I can tell the difference when I don't listen. So I'm like, you know, which ones are you listening to? So I can write that as a remedy, you know. So that was really awesome. And then somebody else wrote me, and she goes, you know, I just realized that it was after my healing with you that I got off of my depression medication. I haven't needed it. So I've had a lot of people tell me that they feel better, so they've weaned themselves off, or their doctors have weaned them off, or they take less. But these two were really incredible, because they're like, no, after that one healing, it was just done. I just didn't need them anymore. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I mean, we're almost coming out a year at this point. This isn't just like we're trying it out for a month. This is, I have been successfully off of medication for this long. So,
that
yeah.
is spectacular. You know, because that's really hard to, I don't want to call it shake. That's the wrong choice of words. But it's hard to shake, and it's not something that's just going to happen overnight. And to be able to get one of your healings and experience that is just, I mean, that it's life-changing. Literally.
Exactly, and have it happen overnight. Look at that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Like,
well,
the stuff that people tell me, just it honestly just trips me out, because I'm just like, I wasn't even expecting that. Like, I can believe it that it happens, but I'm like, yeah, that's like John of God. John of God could do that. I don't do that. You know? Now I'm like, oh, I do that.
That is awesome.
Which is really cool. And then somebody told me, and I know you listen to this one a lot, which is the free one that I have on YouTube, the chakra one. Somebody told me that got rid of their chronic shoulder pain.
Well, I have two that I listen to you. I have that, and I'm trying to pull up my iTunes now and trying to be really smooth and talking to you, Adrienne, while I'm opening apparently iTunes for the first time today. But actually, I listened to a series of well, I just put it in the healing file because that's what we call it. It's your Activate the Chakras, Energy Healing, and Healing Ego Control.
Yeah. Yep. The ego one.
That, to me, is just absolutely amazing. And I listen to it, now, and I don't know if this is the if there is a right or a wrong way, but this is what I do. So after the show and after I wind down and everything, when I go to bed, I turn the lights out on my computer, because I don't have a TV in my room, I just have the computer. I turn my playlist on, and I put that on. And so I, as I'm laying there, the activate chakras thing is the first thing I hear. So you're the last voice that I hear before I go to bed every night, Adrian. And probably like, you know, 8 minutes in, you know, if I never get to the end of that healing. I am out like a light. And I swear by it, because I had an issue with my computer over Thanksgiving, and the computer was out, the video card was out, and so I didn't have it for like a week. And let me tell you, I felt like I was having withdrawals, because I need my Adrian to go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were the first person to tell me that it actually helps you sleep, because I think you were taking stuff to help you sleep, and then...
Oh, yeah. I used to take sleeping pills, and then when I stopped taking sleeping pills, then I took Benadryl. I took 2 Benadryl a night for years, and then and I still do a little magnesium, you know, magnesium powder, because that just kind of helps.
Which is good. You need that.
Which is good. I need that. But that's it. And so now I don't take anything else to sleep. I have my magnesium water, because I'm usually wound up during the course of the day, and I'll have that starting right about now. And, you know, by the time I go to bed, but I also have that to drink during the course of the night. That's more information than you've ever wanted to know. But then I turn the activate chakras thing on, and I just climb into bed, and I am out.
Well, it was
out.
Interesting, because, again, you're the first person who told me that. But then after you shared that with me, I started having all these people contacting me. And I'm talking about it's almost everybody who started listening to these things started telling me that, oh, yeah, I used to take sleep stuff and to go to sleep, or I had insomnia, and every time I play it, I actually just go to sleep. So I was like, wow.
It's crazy. But there's just you have such a gift and such a talent, and I don't know what it is, and it's like, I don't care. All I know is what you do works, and it's just like, you know, why do you need to, you know, this is my rationale, because I'm always like, I need to understand the mechanics of this whole, no, you don't. It works. So I just accept it, and I'm grateful for it every day, and I love it, and I figure if my chakras are in alignment, you know, life's good.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yes. Well, it's called Ascended Healing for anybody who does want to know a little bit more about it. It's Ascended Healing, and all my recordings are called Ascension Codes, because that's essentially what I'm doing, is I'm giving you frequencies and codes that start to heal certain issues in the body and mind, body, spirit, money issues, which is rarely ever really a money issue. It's always something else. And so, yeah, been helping people transform their lives.
And I'll tell you, everybody who's listening tonight, before Adrian came on the show the first time, she was so gracious and did a session with me. And I will tell you, it just felt like I had like 10 trillion pounds of weight lifted off of my shoulder afterwards, or shoulders, I guess both, because, you know, then I'd be lopsided. So it was off of both of my shoulders. Just absolutely amazing. So if you are listening tonight and for whatever reason you don't get your call question answered, or you're like, I don't want to talk on the radio because I'm really nervous, something like that, go to Adrian's website, and I have the links for her Facebook page, her website, and all of that good stuff. And go click that and schedule a private appointment. It'll be something that will change your life, and you will just totally think that, how in the world did I get by life without doing this before? So I'm just telling
you. Exactly.
That's what happened. Yeah.
That's how I feel. How did I get by without this?
There we go. So are there things that you want to talk about before we start taking listener calls, or do you want to...
I have a whole lineup for next year. So every single month I'll be doing a new webinar. I wish I had the list right in front of me, but a lot of the webinars are going to be on donation basis, so that everybody could actually attend and be able to afford to attend and get healings that way. And then I'm going to be giving offers for long-term. So I do a 12-week program. Matter of fact, tomorrow is Saturday is the last day of the 12-week program that I'm doing. It's called Master Manifestors for 12 weeks. And people have absolutely been transforming their lives. But one of my clients said to me, she goes, you know, it would be nice if we could have Adrian once a week all year long. And I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Your clients will always tell you what you're supposed to be doing next. So when I do these webinars, I'm going to be giving access to people who will not have access for it any other way, unless you attend the webinar, which, again, is going to be on donation basis. And I'm going to be having long programs. so that people basically can give me once a week, almost all year long. I am going to be taking vacations, but
well, you have
yeah,
to
so,
mess up all that. But now, are you going to be on like a different network? How are people going to find you?
People are going to find me on my website, Facebook, like they always have been. They can email
okay.
me and find out more about this. The first one, I think, is January 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, and it's New Year's Resolution Revolution. So it's for people who keep saying that they want to change something and it never works, never happens. And this is going to help you actually be able to change what it is that you want to change and find out why you want to change it in the first place. If you don't know why, usually you're not going to change it, and that's why resolutions don't work. So that's going to be our first webinar of the year, and then it just goes on from there. It's like it's an incredible lineup. I'm actually really excited about it. But this year, I was getting ready to say last year. I feel like we're already in 2016.
Yeah.
But this year for Halloween, it was the day before Halloween, and I did one called The Thinning Veil. And I am going to tell you, The Thinning Veil was probably one of the craziest webinars that I've done because – so many people actually left their bodies. Do you remember last time I was on, I told you I recorded one called Medical Starship for Starseeds. And what happened to me was that my heart started racing really bad, and then the white light came in, and I kind of left my body, and I was gone. Well, during this webinar, when I was answering calls and the people who messaged me afterwards, everybody was going through that. There were people who left their bodies, and they didn't want to come back. They were like, we came back too soon. I was, you know, talking to other beings and having experiences. Because literally what I did is I took people to portals with me, kind of like how I do the healing. I was like, I'm going to take you all on a ride. And I was like, some of you are not going to be able to advance as far as I am, so you'll be behind me. You won't be at the same portal, but we're all going on this ride. And they actually experienced it. And so we're going to be doing a lot more of that too. With the healing work that I'm doing, is I'm going to be taking people on adventures, and they're actually going to be able to feel what it's like to travel.
How cool is that?
It is. It's really cool.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't
it's
wait
awesome.
To January 3rd then. That'll be and that's a Sunday then too. Do you know what time? I'm sure it's all night stuff, but
let me see if I could actually pull up my 2016 schedule. Is that a Sunday?
Yeah, because the 4th is Monday. The only reason I know the 4th is a Monday is because that's the first day I'm back for the new year. So it's funny. I was at a meeting today for lunch, and the guy, because I'm taking a screenwriting workshop, and the guy was like, I'm not sure which. And I said, okay, we have the 7th, which is a Thursday. Then we have the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's looking at me like, how do you know this? And it's like, I didn't have my calendar in my head. But I've got to know, you know, where the guests are falling.
Okay, so we have New Year's Resolution Revolution, January 6th, which is a Sunday, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. EST. So 5 Pacific and then 8 EST.
Cool. So
yeah,
there we
that's
go.
That's the very first one. And then that's going to lead to so much more. See, I'm like, I'm not giving away my whole 2016 schedule yet because I'm excited just to be like unveiling them one at a time. But
yeah.
I will let you know that some of the things that we'll be dealing with is depression, addiction, and things like that.
Okay.
And then a lot of just fun stuff.
Get ready to have some fun.
Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
I have one called Crystalline DNA. And the reason this healing is so cool, and it's actually available in my store, it's just one of my short recordings. But the reason this one's so cool is because the information that I download and get is that we're going through an ascension process where our DNA is actually changing, which is actually, I found out, is a fact. It actually is changing. And what's going to happen is with our DNA is we're going to end up getting taller, which you do not need to get more taller, do you? You're already tall, aren't you?
I'm 5'11". You know, I can be 6'1".
Oh, are you? Oh,
you might
want to get a little bit taller. But we're going to get taller and we're going to get thinner.
Yay!
Just because gravity won't be affecting us the same way anymore. So this is going to trip you out because it tripped me out. So people have been listening to this, and I'm constantly in my Facebook group getting all these testimonials of people just, oh, guess what? I listened to this and this happened. So with crystalline DNA, somebody told me they released 4 pounds within hours of listening to it.
What?
Weight just gone. Now, weight, you know, weight also has emotions. Weight, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
it doesn't
yeah.
matter how skinny or big you are, that mm-hmm. there is a certain component of having emotions that actually weigh on you, and so once you release emotions. But that's what the DNA one is supposed to do. It's supposed to change your structure because you're not going to be affected by this planet in the same way. So that tripped me out. Somebody else said that they got an inch and a half taller, listening to it. And then somebody else said their fingers and their toes grew longer listening to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been listening to it intermittently. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, is my head going to grow into like a cone shape? Like, what's going to happen? So I've been doing it. Some people are listening to it literally every day, and they're having physical shifts. They're having physical changes in their body. So I'm thinking about going ahead and doing like a 30-day and just listening to it every single day and see what happens.
That is very, very cool. Now, do you when you choose to listen to your recordings, do you do it while you're awake, where you're consciously trying to listen to it, or do you do it like I do when I'm going to sleep or trying to, you know, get some meditation in?
I do it every which way. Like, there's some days where I just decide, because I think at this, I have 116 of them right now. And
wow.
So what I do is I put them on my YouTube, and I have my little private YouTube stash, and I will go in and make a playlist. I think I have a playlist of 77 of them. And so sometimes right before I go to bed, I'll just push play on them and just listen to as much as I can while I'm sleeping. Another way that I do it is I'll just play it while I'm doing work on the computer, so I'm not really listening to it. I don't really hear what's happening. It's just healing. It's funny because sometimes I'll have like a shockwave of energy, or I'll get really dizzy, or I'll start getting really hot, and I'll be like, what am I listening to? And I'll click and go look. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know what it's working on. That's cool. And then other times, if I need something immediately, I'll just fast forward through all the talking and I'll go straight to the healing. And then I'll okay, I got to go about my day. So I don't always just sit and listen to them. And I was just telling somebody the other day, I was like, my mom listens to them too. And sometimes she'll just start playing them. And I was like, do I really have to hear my voice right now? Do you have earphones? Please put in the earphones. I do not want to listen to that. Like, because it's weird to be doing something. All of a sudden you can hear yourself talking to yourself. It's just weird. It's weird.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'll have her put in her earphones. Like, I do not want to listen to you listening to them. And then I had a friend come over one day, and she starts playing it. And I go, seriously? Really?
Enough.
And she goes, I'm going to fast forward it to the healing. I'm like, okay, because I don't want to hear myself right now.
Oh,
you can put on somebody else's healing and I'd be fine, but I'm like, just randomly hearing my voice, I'm telling you, freaks me out sometimes. It's weird.
Well, at least you know your limits.
Yes.
There we go. I love that. Well, should we get to Kathy? And I think we had Kathy and Catherine on here. I don't know if Catherine went away, but I see another call from the same area, so maybe she called back. Should we jump to a call right now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Kathy, you are now live with Adrienne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so excited. I'm going to sign up for her class.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm a healer. I've taken Reiki classes, but I feel like there's something more that I need to know. And I'm like at a crossroads. I don't know where to go.
So you need a healing to help you decide which direction to go in. Now, are you looking at which direction to go in as a healer, like what you're supposed to be doing next with your healing process?
Or what am I supposed to be doing next on my spiritual journey?
Okay. What healing are we going to do for you today? Let's see. What we're going to do is we're going to do a timeline jump. I really like this healing.
Okay.
A lot of people really like this healing, but what we do is we're just going to take you 10 years into your future. So what I want you to do is just focus on your life at the present moment. That's all you have to do. And for anybody who's listening to this, everybody who's on the radio show, even if this is a recording that you're listening to a year from now, you will get the exact same healing if you want it. Just be willing to accept it. And you can say yes in your mind or no in your mind, depending on what you want. So just think about your present moment, and I'm just going to start the healing process. And so all we're doing is we're connecting the current part of your life to 10 years in the future. So I want you to just slowly move throughout time and go 10 years into your future. And 10 years into your future, you have wisdom, you have hindsight, you have abilities, you have strengths that you didn't have in the past. So what you're going to do is we're going to merge you at the present moment with the you in 10 years. And as you merge with that part of yourself, you're literally taking all the information you've gained over the last 10 years. You're going to bring all that information back into your present moment. So nothing is going to be a surprise anymore. Nothing's going to be fearful. You don't have to be fearful for anything anymore. Life is easy. You know you're going to succeed. You know exactly how you're going to make it now. All you have to do from now on is put one foot in front of the other. It's that simple. And the beautiful part of this healing is you also get to learn from your mistakes. It's like running a simulation. It's almost like, you know, playing a video game and going, okay, if I do this, this, and this, this will happen. If I do this, this, and this, this will happen. And that's the beauty of going into your future, because then you'll see how it works out without even having to do it. And you can decide which route you want to go on. And one of the things I'm feeling just as I'm running the energy through your system is your third eye is very shut off. It has a lot of fear of the future, so we're just going to go ahead and work on your third eye. We're just going to open that up. Make sure everything's connected. And all you have to do is put your energy to your third eye. It's just going to keep opening and opening. And we're going to connect your crown chakra to your third eye. Connect your third eye to your throat chakra to your heart chakra. Your heart chakra to your solar plexus chakra. Your solar plexus to your navel chakra to your root chakra. So that you're fully open and connected. And how do you feel about your future right now?
I feel... when will I know what I'm going to do? I guess.
So you're just feeling impatient?
I am.
So we're just going to work with that. Just focus on the impatience.
I've heard so many times that my third eye was open, and I just knew that it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was completely closed. Like, if you want to know what's next in life is to focus on your third eye and open that up, because that's how we manifest. Because
right.
What happens is your third eye is how you see what it is that you want to create, and then you bring it into your physical realm through the navel and the root chakras. The lower chakras. So if your top chakras aren't open, then it's really hard to manifest what it is that you want, because you know, what is the saying, as above, so below?
Right.
That's true. So there's nothing more important at this point than opening up your third eye.
I know, and I've been asking, every time I have a reading, a healing, they say, it's open. And I feel like a hamster on a wheel.
Well, you're finally getting somebody who can see that it's shut. And it is actually opening. It is actually opening. So that's why I want you to focus on your third eye. And you can actually start to feel the subtle difference between it being closed and open. A lot of people tell me they feel like a lot of pain or tingly sensation after I work on it. So you might realize that it's opening that way too. But, yeah, it was just completely closed off, and mostly due to fear of the future. So we're just going to go ahead and remove that fear of the future. Because now you know what's going to happen for the next 10 years, even if it's only in spirit. So let's clear that. All right. All right, and then we're supposed to be clearing impatience. Not wanting to wait, even though all that you're going through is a learning process. It's a process that you need to go through. Even though sometimes my healings are instant, we're not supposed to have everything instantaneously, because then we don't get the contrast of choice. And if you only have one choice, you don't have a choice. That's the problem. So everything that you're learning, everything that you're experiencing in life actually gives you free will in the first place, because you can go, you know, I really don't like this. I would rather do this over here. Or I really love this and I don't want to do this over here. So that contrast is so important for you to actually experience free will. It's the beauty of knowledge. All right. So are you still feeling like, I want to know right now?
Not as much.
Okay. Cool. And you already know anyways, you need to focus on your third eye. So, yeah, I have healings for that. You can re-listen to this radio show as much as you want. So every time you need to open your third eye, you could listen to this and open it. But you now have a way to do it. You now have possibilities that you didn't have before. So again, now you have the possibility of free will. You can choose.
Wow. That's great.
Isn't it? It's kind of awesome.
I have this inflammation in my body. Do you know what it's
mean?
From?
What do you mean?
Well, all the doctors say I have inflammation. They thought it was
rheumatoid arthritis. I thought you said information. I was like, why is that a bad thing?
What do you mean? Inflammation.
The inflammation is coming from your water and your food. It's the first thing I got. You need to change out, I don't know if you're using a water filter or what you're doing, but you need to switch out the kind of water that you're drinking, and you need to look at the foods that you're putting in your body, because most of the food that you're eating is actually not compatible with you. And I don't say this a lot, but I actually feel like you need to look at what your blood type is supposed to be eating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have well water, and it's not really good. And most of the time I drink bottled water.
Bottled water isn't good either. You need to get your own filtration system and filter out the well water, and then see how to put your nutrients back into your water. There's actually, I love my Facebook group, because in my Facebook group, I have this little bit of information on how to like clear fluoride out of your water, you know, things like that. And then people will just start posting stuff left and right, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to the store and getting that right now. And somebody was even posted about sweet basil. If you put it in your water, it takes like the fluoride out and stuff. So it's like my group, like if you ever had a question, you'd have like 100 people trying to get the answer for you. So if you need to know, I don't know anything about putting minerals back into the water. I know that you can, but I would filter as much as humanly possible, or using distilled water or whatever, and then learning how to put the minerals back in. I feel like that would be best for you at this present time. Maybe not forever, but your body is seeking something different because you're not giving it exactly what it needs.
Can I ask you one more question that I've been dealing with? Tinnitus.
Okay. And that's, there's two reasons for this that I'm getting. There's the blockage in your mental system with the third eye. It's the same connection. It just, things start getting blocked off because your chakras start to close down. So that's a problem. But I'm also getting your food intake as well. So dealing with your third eye and dealing with your water and food situation will actually help that a lot.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I've been suffering for 5 years with it.
And I also suggest that you listen to my free one on YouTube, the Activate Chakras, because I feel like that will also help open you up. So, because it's literally just a blockage in your system. It's like having bad circulation. You know, your energy isn't circulating correctly. Your blood isn't circulating correctly. So even taking things, because you want to work with the physical and the mental at the same time, it's really helpful to do that. It works faster. So, so I would just focus on doing anything that would even help with just blood circulation as well.
Okay. So is this YouTube? Or go to
your website? It's on YouTube. It's actually right here on your show page, right?
There's a link to your Facebook fan page, and then I've got the page on here for your Skype or telephone. But I'll tell you what, before the show is over, I'll have the link on there. Let me just go, I'll go grab it, and I'll update the show page right now. That's easy.
Yeah, that's a man of action right there. There
telling
you go.
You. Yeah.
I know, because come January, whatever, 6th, when you do your seminar, mine's going to be lose weight.
Yeah. Check that one out. Well, wonderful. Well, it was great working on you. Thank you for allowing me to work on you. And make sure you check the page and click on the link. You're so welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll
no problem.
See you soon on your web.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
There we
You're
go.
Welcome.
Okay. Now, I'm stalling because I'm actually doing – I'll have the link on here in like 2 seconds. And we're going to hit save.
Well, if you want – Well, we can ask him if he wants. You can yell anything else you want while he's doing that.
Okay.
Well, make sure you stay on the show because there's whoever else I heal, you get the same healing.
Kathy, I'm going to put you back on hold. But, Adrian, real quick, I have updated the show page. So if everybody refreshes your screen, you're going to see, check out Adrian's YouTube here. You just got to click the YouTube.
Perfect.
And it should take you right there. But
make
that
sure
is
you subscribe, because if you subscribe, then you automatically get access to any free healings that I put up there. And I do have some new ones coming in for the next year.
Yay. And we love that. So make sure to do that. Now, one thing that I love about what you do, though, is that any, like you said, and it's even in the show page here, anybody who's listening tonight, you get the benefit of whatever healing is coming up, even if you ask for it, you know, but if you're open to it. And I think that is so interesting, and I don't really understand that, but it's one of those things I appreciate about what you do.
Thank you. Now, what don't you understand exactly?
I don't know. I just think everything that you do is fascinating, so I'm just fascinated by you. I love you, Adrian, and so I'm just like, yes, more, please. Okay. So can we jump to our next call? We've got we have a bunch of people who've called in. You haven't pressed one. If you do want to ask Adrian a question, the show is live for another 24 minutes. You have to press one. We've got Catherine coming up next, Ashiel, and then Mia. So those are the next three callers. Anybody else, you need to press one. Otherwise, I won't pick up your line. Our next caller is Catherine. You are now live with Adrian. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate the healing, too, that you gave before. I did feel that also.
Oh, wonderful. You're welcome. Yeah, what do you need tonight?
Thank you. I'm feeling like in the past, and, you know, maybe it's getting better now, but do I have blocks around prosperity? I guess is the best way to phrase my question.
I honestly believe that we all come in with some kind of blocks with prosperity because it's some of the things that we have to learn. Some of the prosperity is money. Some of it's love. Some of it's, you know, the benefit of getting help from other people. So there's always some kind of prosperity block. But, yes, I definitely see one for you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you want to clear that?
If you wouldn't mind, please, yes.
Okay, so where I'm feeling that it at is around the heart. And so I just want you to focus on your heart area. There's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of suffering there. And so you've created this block so that you don't have to experience more of that. And that's not even just from this lifetime. I'm getting previous lifetimes. I'm getting lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And so we're just going to go in and start sweeping all of that away from each and every lifetime. It's going to be cleared from your heart. And the reason that prosperity a lot of times will land in the heart area and be blocked in the heart area is because our brain has brain cells, but they also found that we have brain cells in our heart and in our intestines. So your heart is actually able to think for itself. So your heart will actually put up a wall just to go, yes, I am here to protect myself. It has its own wisdom. So where you may not have a block in your brain or your intestines, you have a block in your heart. And that's also about giving and receiving. So you have to be able to give and to receive. So we're just going to open up your receiving window. Yeah, that opened up. It's not fully open yet, but it is opening up, which is an improvement. So what I want you to do now is I want you to focus on why you're not allowed to receive. Is anything that comes up. And sometimes, and this is what I love about what I do, you don't even have to come up with the answer. Your brain will do it. Your subconscious mind will start looking for the answer, and so I'm able to see it and clear it even if you never see it. So just ask yourself that question. Just be opened. You know, why aren't you allowed to receive? And we're just going to clear all that out. And it's interesting with you, it goes back to the time where gold was used to trade. I don't know what time frame that was where it was the majority of money was gold, but that's where it comes from. And I almost feel like somebody's handing you a bag of it, like, oh, this is yours, and then laughing as they take it away, like, you're not going to get this. You're stupid for even thinking you were going to. It was like that kind of feeling. So that it feels like it's not really safe to receive because you'll never really get it. So all that's going to be cleared too. Felt like a father figure. Yeah, like you were entitled to it, but then this person proved to you that you really weren't entitled to it. And for you, one of the solutions that I'm getting for you, just as I'm clearing this out, is tithing. You know, being willing to give wherever you feel like you want to give to, something that makes your heart sing. You know, you really feel good in your heart area whenever you give this money. So that's what I would find a place to give to. You know, charity that's close to your heart, a person that needs help, a homeless person on the street, but it's giving, tithing that money so you're open to receiving and giving in a place that really feeds your heart. So you have to pay attention to your heart energy right now for you to be prosperous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really makes a lot of sense.
All right, now what I want you to do is I want you to focus on your third eye area. We're just going to connect that to the heart. Just want to make sure all of those are open. All of that is open. And it's interesting because as I'm reading your chakras, I'm getting sometimes your energy centers are completely open in one area and shut down another, but then the ones that are shut down will open and the other ones will shut. So you never have all of your chakras open at the same time.
That really, yeah.
So that means whenever you manifest something, it's going to take a really long time for you to manifest it, or a long, long time for you to manifest it. So it's like, this is what I want. What was that?
No, it's funny because I was going to ask you originally before I was like, when I called, I was going to ask about balance, but I was like, no, let me really ask about prosperity. That's what I really want to know because of type the person that will work and work and work. And then I feel like nothing, you know, like even though people will tell me great job, like it won't, you know, materialize, you know, so I was initially going to, my question was going to be about balance. So it's really funny that you said that about those chakras, you know.
So focusing on your chakras will be really important so that you can do them every day. I think a really great healing for you would be, I have a transcendent sexual healing webinar, and it really starts to clear out stuff from the root chakra. And when you clear the stuff out of the root chakra, you're allowing things to come in. I remember somebody told me they listened to it, and the next day they got a raise at work, and they weren't due for a raise for 6 months. So, it really does bring in that prosperity when you clear out your root chakra. So how are you feeling now?
Much more grounded.
Perfect. Yeah, there's an improvement. Huge improvement.
Yeah, much more grounded. Yeah, I was like a little bit wobbly before. Like, yeah, like you see, I was even indecisive of which question to ask.
And yet, in a way, they were both the same question.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me work on you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
God bless you both. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you, Catherine. Okay, real quick before we get to Ashiel here, I've got a question for you, Adrian.
Okay.
Through the course of these last two calls, I am yawning like there's no tomorrow. My eyes are watering, and my head is feeling very light.
Usually that's how I get when I start doing the healing work. No, when people start yawning, I'm so amazed because what happens is when you start yawning, it means that your body is trying to shift instantaneously, but you don't have enough oxygen to do it. And so when you yawn, you're bringing the oxygen into your body so that you can make instantaneous changes. So that's exactly what you're going through right now, is you're going through instant shifts. Yeah,
right,
and the magnesium that you take is helping you do it. I find that when people take I don't necessarily recommend multivitamins because they actually found out they're not great for you. You need to take what you need. But when you have enough magnesium in your body, when you have enough potassium in your body, and you're taking extra amounts, I find that people actually end up with instant healings faster than everybody who's not, because your body is actually working overtime to do an instant healing. You know, they found that your neural pathways, when this kind of healing is done, your neural pathways, which is the way that it works, is when you have a and anybody who saw the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, if you haven't, go check it out, but it actually explains it. But the neural pathways connect to the brain and they start firing off electricity. And so that electricity becomes a pattern in your life. So if you're chronically worried about money and don't have enough money, if you're chronically ill, all of these issues are about your neural pathways. So when I do a healing, your neural pathways actually lift up. And they're looking for a brand new pattern. They no longer have that pattern. Well, all of this stuff cannot take place if you do not have this stuff in your that your body needs, which is water, oxygen, and minerals. All your body needs to make these instant changes. So people need to be getting their bottled water, you know, if they have their I get filtered water and put it into bottles, and I always keep a gallon with me so that I drink more, because the more you have, the more you'll drink. If you drink from little cups, then it your brain kind of goes, oh, that's enough. I only need like four, but when you have that gallon, you'll drink most of it. And so I recommend that people keep large amounts of water with them, and they sip on it and drink throughout the day. Make sure you're taking your magnesium, your potassium, even vitamin D, because it talks to so many of your cells to create instant healing. But magnesium and vitamin D3 are the most important ones to talking to your cells. So, yeah.
That is interesting because, you know, and not to get off topic here, but, you know, after the show, if I want a treat, which is like every night after the show, I make, in advance, I make homemade ice cream. So it's really a two-ingredient ice cream. It's bananas, which have the potassium, strawberries, and I have like a dash of vanilla and then like a dash of like milk or cream or something like that, because I'm not a big dairy person, but just something to give it just enough of a thing in the Vitamix to get everything to start blending together.
Yeah.
And so I like, and I've never been a banana person until like the last 6 months, and now it's like I crave this all the time, but I only crave it at night. And then I have that magnesium water that I drink, and it's just like magnesium powder that you can buy anywhere, and I have it flavored. And so I have lemon flavored that, and then I've got my strawberry banana, you know, cheat, and that's what I'm, you know, storing in my body because that's what I crave at night. And then
well,
I
you might be
to
craving
you.
It. Yeah, you might be craving it because your body is working overtime in your sleep. A lot of people, this is how powerful it is actually to listen to it in your sleep. A lot of people who listen to my healings for the first month or so while they're sleeping will have extreme nightmares. And
wow.
And I tell them to keep, it's hard because I was having the same issue, and I'll admit I was weak because I was like, I'm not doing that again because I don't want to have another nightmare. But people who actually consistently listen to it, even though they're having nightmares, they will eventually get over that issue. Usually within about 2 to 7 days, the nightmares will stop and they will have overcome something. Somebody just wrote in one of the forums recently how she listened to my Work Smarter, Not Harder healing, the short version, because I just did a longer webinar version. But she listened to the short version, and she had extreme nightmares that she was going to be killed. And she realized that there was a part of her that believed if she made more money, she would be killed. And she ended up telling me the story of what that was from her upbringing. It was extraordinary, you know, to realize that after 2 days that fear was gone, and yet she'd been carrying it the whole time and not even realizing it. Like you'll realize what your fears really are, even if you were never able to realize them before. I mean, I've had some of the strangest, weirdest, nightmarish dreams. I had a dream that I was, like, in the basement, which wasn't even a basement. It was, like, the next room over. And there was, like, a rabid squirrel that was trying to get me. And then when I ran out of the room, everything was, like, gone and disappeared. Like, what does that mean, you know? But, yeah, this is the stuff that was coming up when I was doing the healing work. And then after doing it for 2 or 3 days, there's no more nightmares. There's nothing. You just feel like you're just lighter.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's one more reason to go to your website and, you know, find some. You know, one of the things that I really like about your programs that you offer, you have something really pretty much for everybody. So if you're like, well, maybe not that one. Oh, I'd like to try that one. You know, you've got all kinds of different topics and programs that you make available to your listeners. So I think that's really, really cool.
I do. Thank you. And one of the things I will say is, and I'm not saying this because I want to get everybody's money and have them buy everything, but this is how I treat it. Whenever there's a healer that has like webinars or anything like that, even if I feel that I don't need it, I will still pay, because I have mentors and I have healers that work with me too. I will pay to do that webinar even if it doesn't make sense. And I actually ended up doing this because I told somebody, I was like, this is how much I'm willing to heal, because I don't want anything left undone, because I don't like the surprises that come. And then they're like, oh, you didn't learn your lesson, so this hardship has to come and you realize you heal from it. I don't want that. So I will heal everything. So somebody had a healing that had to do with erectile dysfunction.
Oh, right.
And
on.
I was, yeah, and I'm like, I'm a female, which I don't think I would have that issue, but I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
So I ended up and I actually felt there was a part of me in my past life that hated myself when I was a male. And I actually felt the healing take place, and it was not something I ever knew was there until I actually got that healing. So in all honesty, I have 116 healings, and if it takes somebody 10 years to get through them, I think that every single person should do every single one of them. And a lot of times I'll have like a buy one, get one free. Sometimes when you take my webinars, I just give them away for free just because you were willing to show up, because 90% of success is showing up. So I'm like, you deserve it, you know. So there's a lot of times where people, as long as they're willing to do their healing work and they're willing to show up and they're willing to heal, because you are improving our world every time you heal. That means you are making my life better. They're making your life better. When we heal, we're making their life better, because we're making a better planet. So I try to give as much as I possibly can so people can get through the whole entire set. And I probably only have like 40 or 50 more to do. So, you know. There's a lot to give away, and there's a lot to buy, you know.
There we go. Well, we've got a very quick 9 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to get Ashiel on the line. Ashiel, you're live with Adrian. Go ahead, please. Thanks for waiting.
Adrian, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How can I help you tonight?
I need help with my career. I know there's a path that I can, but I can't figure it out. So I hope this feeling can help me figure it out.
Okay, so your blocks to prosperity, wealth, health. Yeah, I feel like you're fighting yourself. I feel like you're fighting your light and your dark side, and what they really have to do is merge. Instead of trying to cut everything out and cut everything away and block yourself from things, you're supposed to be embracing it. So we're just going to do a healing if you want to do this, which is learning how to embrace yourself. Does that work for you?
Okay.
So I just want you to focus on your heart energy, because that's where we're going to make the connection. Just keep focusing on your heart. All right, so I'm seeing the light part of you, what you consider the light part. Or the good part, the right part. I have a lot of words for this one. And then I'm looking at the aspect of you that would be what you would consider wrong, bad, evil, dark. And we're just going to heal both sides so that they're both willing to accept each other instead of reject each other. And we're just going to clear out all past lives that say that this is wrong. It's wrong to embrace all of you. It's wrong to be you. This is a really big one, too. Being killed, being murdered, being tortured for being you, being punished for being you. Punishing others for being themselves, people judging you so you judge others, all of that's going to be cleared from both sides. So then we're just going to now merge both of them back into your body. And again, we're going from the heart, so we're going from the front of the heart chakra and the back of the heart chakra, and they're just going to come in together. And merge. Now I'm seeing the issues in your ear, which is not being willing to hear truth, not being willing to understand truth. You hear what's said, but you don't hear the truth. So So if somebody said you're an awful person, you would hear that very clearly, but you would not hear the truth, which is that you're not, that this person is just upset, they're angry, they're jealous, whatever the reason. You have an inability to see truth, so we're just going to change that as well to make it safe to see truth, so you know what safety feels like, what it is, how to experience feeling safe in your own skin, in your own body, in your own spirit. And then I'm being shown very clearly that you need to be connected to your home race. And that is not on this planet at all. It's showing me being off planet. So just connecting you to who you really are. Helping you remember who you really are. It's like connecting you to divinity. That actually feels a lot better. All right, how are you feeling?
Awesome. Pretty good. Confident. I don't want to use confident, but I'll say it anyway.
I like that word. That's a good word.
Yeah.
There is some really intense energy flowing because I'm over here.
I felt a little bit of sensation, actually.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I'm vibrating right now. That's how much energy is actually moving. And then I feel like we're supposed to do something with your cells. So let's just shift the energy throughout your cells to be able to accept all of this energy. So instead of taking it in half, you can take in the whole thing. And again, that's for anybody and everybody who wants it. Just expanding our cells so it can allow in the light, the vibration, the frequency, the flow. Yeah, I'm going to come back and listen to this one again because I like this. it's like this dizzy, floating feeling. It's kind of cool. All right. You're still going to feel the healing even afterwards because it's not going to stop just because we get off the phone. It's going to run for a bit. So make sure you drink enough water, take care of yourself, and allow this energy to really flow through you. And water is a perfect conductor for energy, so make sure you drink plenty.
Okay.
All right.
So you think I'll be eventually able to get all the messages that's being sent to me in terms of...
Oh, absolutely. You know,
okay.
It's a process. So you definitely have to go through your process. But, yeah, enjoy the process and allow yourself to open up to it because it can be fascinating. It's like one day having nothing and then all of a sudden, you know, one day having everything you've always wanted. But there being a process in between.
Sounds
okay.
Good. Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Ashiel. Have a good night. Happy holidays. Adrian, we've got 2.5 minutes left. We've got one more caller. Should we try to sneak in as much as we can, or should we encourage?
Why not?
Okay, let's do it. Mia, you're up. Go ahead.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how
Wonderful.
Are you?
I'm doing awesome. What can I help you with?
I want help with money, and I also want help with feeling less anxiety.
Okay, so what do you feel anxiety over? When do you feel anxiety?
It's pretty much just come and go throughout my day. I don't feel like it's anything in particular, but it's just a part of me.
So basically you feel nervous about being alive, right?
I haven't thought of it that way, but it may be.
Yeah, it's just an uneasiness about life and being alive and what comes next and what's going to harm you and what's going to hurt you and how you're going to do things wrong. It's like, it's basically putting all of your fears in one room and then being in the room with your fears. Like, that's how this anxiety is coming to me. It's not coming from one specific place. It's coming from all places. So what I want you to do is I just want you to focus on that anxiety. I want you to focus on that fear. And we're just going to just mix up the energy, shift it around, which I've already been doing since you started talking. But now you can focus on that. All right, we're just going to release the need for anxiety. We're going to release the part of your body that holds on to anxiety. Just release that whole area. You feel like anxiety works for you. It's been there to protect you. It's been there as your friend in a lot of ways, even though you don't like that friend. So we're just going to remove that, that you don't have to have anxiety. It's a choice now. Just keep focusing on that anxiety, focus on the anxiety, focus on the anxiety. It's kind of like pulling the anxiety. Whenever you think about it, I can see where it's appearing and we can pluck it and pull it. It doesn't need to exist. And what we're going to do, just because we don't have a lot of time, is we're just going to quickly fill up all the empty space with bliss, joy, bliss, happiness, excitement, the joys of living, the joys of love. Yep, and I can actually feel your spine moving. I can feel the nerves communicating with each other, going, we need, you know, a new pathway. We need new information because there's new stuff coming in. So it's definitely taking hold, it's taking shift in your life. You'll probably be experiencing something within the next 3 days to 7 days. So just enjoy that shift.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Mia.
Oh, thank you. Then on my own, to when I feel this anxiety, how do I clear it myself?
You can go into a place of peace. You can just choose not to live in it anymore, and eventually it will become a pattern to realize you don't want it, so you don't have to have it. It's free will. It's realizing you have a choice.
It, but I still feel it.
It's realizing you have a choice. You're not hopeless. You're not helpless. And I've given you a brand new energy to use, so use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Mia. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And now she's empowered, Adrian.
She is empowered.
I love that. We're now out of time. It has been a pleasure and honor. If for anybody who's listening tonight, I have a bunch of you that didn't press one on your keypad, so I'm assuming you just wanted to listen. But go back and re-listen to this episode as often as you'd like and take advantage of the fantastic healings that Adrian's offered. But again, go to her YouTube page. Go to her website. Schedule a private appointment reading with her, and it will change your life, and you'll have a great experience one-on-one with Adrian. Before we go, any last words of wisdom or holiday thoughts? Because I know maybe there's an upcoming holiday that you really love.
I love Christmas. Love Christmas. Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's the most beautiful time of the year. You know what? I'm actually on my Facebook page. I am actually going to be doing a contest. So all you have to do is post the picture of your Christmas tree up. And the one that is my favorite, doesn't mean that all the rest of them are ugly, it's just my personal favorite, will actually win a free healing.
There you go. So
yes.
Everybody go post your Christmas or holiday tree. That would be awesome. Adrian, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back next year. And anything I can do to help support you, it's done. So
thank you.
It's just an honor to have you here. Okay, everybody, have a happy holiday. We'll see you live tomorrow morning with the Humble Grapes on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.